Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're now into hour number three on this Friday worldwide broadcast. Let's start taking your calls right now. Brian is calling from America. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, say thank you for everything that you do, and thank you for Owen Schroyer. We're praying for him. Just want to be real quick with you. If you can't see, not you, if your listeners can't see what's happening today with race baiting, CBDCs, rolling out the red carpet for dictators coming into our country, false media, what they're doing to Owen with free speech, it's terrible. You're just an incompetent eater, and you need to open your brain. Lastly, Marvin Heemeyer, I hope I say that name right. Sometimes reasonable men do unreasonable things. And I'll leave it at that. I'll let you get to it. I appreciate you. Thank you, Alex, for everything that you do. I love you, man. Thank you.
We're definitely in a time of change, my friend. They know a revolution's coming. They want to brand it as a communist revolution. It's race-based. We don't want to do that. We want to be freedom-based. All right, Carlos in Canada. Thanks for holding her on the air.
Thank you, Alex. There is a momentum developing to go beyond the assassination of President Kennedy, which is celebrated now about 60 years ago. And it was a defining moment in American history. And it is actually now, some people that I've discussed with, understand that this is an international, worldwide ideological division that is now coming to the
fore.
Well,
that's right. Not that China or anybody's perfect, but there is a global rebellion against the Anglo-American establishment.
That is correct. And it's based primarily on imperialism that Franklin Delano Roosevelt, President Roosevelt, was very much adamant against. He was against imperialist taxations and privileges that were exercising against colonialism and so on. President Kennedy took the mantle from Roosevelt, basically. In the history, it's not little known that his father, Joseph P. Kennedy, had been involved in the reformation of the stock market. And he knew all the secrets and all the deals that were going on. And he was working with Roosevelt, of course, who then suggested to him, do something about it.
And that's right. And when Joseph Kennedy had a stroke and couldn't advise his sons, that's when they came after him.
That's correct. And at this point, President Kennedy was representing a kind of mankind that was run by the value of the individual, a piece of everyone in the world managing their resources, where the individual is supreme, as in the Republic, where the individual has the right to control his future. And this ideology was contrary to the hidden monarch, the monarchic Anglo system, where the imperialist mankind is run by a few technocrats because they are considered to be the supremos, and everybody else is dumb. This leads to an understanding of mankind as useless eaters, and to colonialism, where you basically have technocrats running a vast majority of people that are kept backward and exploited. And in the case, you know, extreme case of Africa, in Belgium, Congo, you can see how horrible that was. That is being replaced today by the renaissance of people like yourself and myself and Republicans and people who believe that the best part of the monarchy was lost when individuals thought that they could run the world as technocrats. And Charles de Gaulle and President Kennedy had an understanding going back to 1940. And
well, that's right. For those that don't know, de Gaulle, NATO was going to keep France under NATO. And de Gaulle had a coup that didn't really make the press even grab the nuclear weapons. For people that don't know, the French actually stood up for themselves.
That's right. And, you know, the same people, Charles de Gaulle said this, the same people that have been trying to kill me are the people that have killed your president. He said this, okay? And he was discussing this with the ambassadors that, you know, Kennedy had sent to France, and they were communicating.
Hold on, Carlos. I'm going to break my own rule of 2 minutes for a caller. I'm going to come back in 60 seconds, let you finish this point, but you're dead on. Those that don't know history are doing to repeat it. Carlos from Canada. Then Adam, Thor, Jonathan, Robert, Taylor, Sam, and Wildcard. And that's it for calls. Stay with us.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
You are either with the Republic or against it. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You know, we're up against the biggest banks, most powerful companies in the world. But despite that, we've stayed on air. Just like President Trump, the man of steel, keeps fighting forward. But I just want to thank Jack Posobiec, Mark Geis, and Russell Brown, countless other people that are promoting AlexJonesGame.com. They see it as a way to keep us on air and fund us. It's a great, fun video game, very politically incorrect. So where can you play a game, and it's got a huge voiceover on it. It's like a book on tape on top of the game, and then keep something important like this on the air. So if you're on the fence about going to AlexJonesGame.com for $17.76 and getting the game, you're crazy. Please go to $17.76 game. Or please go to AlexJonesGame.com. That's not somebody says. Please go to AlexJonesGame.com and get the New World Order Wars game. All right, let's go back to Carlos. Carlos, we're getting to geopolitics and where we are in the world. Boil it down. Who are the players? How's it going for the globalists? The head of NATO, Stoltenberg, has come out and said that Russia has won. We already knew that. Overhead shot, please. This is a big deal, what's going on in the world, and how do you tie in what's happening in Israel with that?
Wow. In 2 minutes. Alex, let's continue. In 1961, I believe, President Kennedy visited de Gaulle, and they had a conversation. Now, de Gaulle said, I knew your dad, and they started talking about things that his dad and he had talked about. When President Kennedy came back after talking to Charles de Gaulle, he knew that Alan Dulles had been behind all of the efforts to dethrone, to kill, and to make sure that there were the agenda that was being followed was the agenda of containing all the resources of the world in the hands of a few technocrats for the hidden monarch, basically, the portfolio holder. And so this individual came back and said, Alan Dulles, you're fired. De Gaulle fired these intelligence people as well because they compared notes and they realized the recent attempt to overthrow him and the Bay of Pigs had been set up essentially the same people. Now, the 300, the Committee of 300, which was the imperialist of which Churchill was one, of which other individuals, economists were one, of which Alan Dulles was one. These individuals.
By the way, that's what the British 400 years ago called their corporate committee that became the model of the worldwide intelligence corporate BlackRock system. So that's a real thing. That's not speculation. Keep going.
No, it isn't. Of course not. Okay. And Maurice Strong is one of them. Okay, was one of them with Klaus Schwab and leading into the World Economic Forum and all of the young global leaders, of which Mr. Newsom is one, by the way. Okay. So having said that, you can see where things are going. Now, it can be returned. It can be turned around. It can be, but what you call globalists, essentially, Alex, are the Committee of 300 that think elitists, technocrats should run the world, and everybody else is just useless eaters, and if you're replaced by machines, all the better. But But if you know, you'll just use the ones that you need to drive your whatever, your machinery that machines can't use. With respect to that, I'd like to say if you have a special on John F. Kennedy, please consider me to contribute, all right, in time. And that's all I have to say for the time being without going into details. With regards to Israel, Israel is after the Palestinian offshore resources. For about a year and a half, 2 years, they've been going around asking people if they will take, in Iraq, for instance, in Anbar province, will they take the Palestinians that they're going to ethnic cleanse from the from Gaza? They approach the Egyptians with the same plan. The Egyptians said, consider it no. In principle, and then when they did what they did on October the 7th, well, that was it. No, no way. And Jordan, the same thing. They didn't want them. So now they have a problem because they have taken over the north and they have the half of the south. But the reality is that they want to get access to the offshore gas because with that, with what they have in the Levitian fields going on to the Levantine formation, they can supply Europe with LNG gas and so on. And of course, Turkey ain't going for that, right? So, and what they're doing essentially now is ethnic cleanse. And I don't care what anybody calls it, they've screwed the pooch on that one because it's absolutely obscene what's being done. And I don't care what Nosferatu Rotenblatt says, okay? I really don't care.
I totally agree with you, brother, and I appreciate your call. God bless, Carlos. Great points. Well, I broke my rule and gave that caller like 10 minutes, but. Let's move on now. Let's talk to Robert in Thailand. You're on the air. Robert, welcome.
Thank you for taking my call. This is call sign Funkmaster 5 in the Eastern Info Outpost. I have two topics. I'll go really fast. First topic, above top secret technology. I believe that is their last move is to own the narrative on releasing that because they're losing control, and that's why they're going after Trump, because his uncle. I said that's the root cause of what we're seeing worldwide that's going on. It affects everything. The second piece is Rick Simpson. Please, please have him on. I talked to him recently. He's recovered from a stroke, and he's doing better. If you can get me in touch with your crew, I can pass his information to you guys. His story is so important. He's like the Alex Jones of the anti-pharma.
Please do. We'll put you on hold and, you know, hand that off. That's why we want to don't just stay the same size. We've actually gotten smaller the last few years. We want to expand and copy people like Stephen Crowder with his investigative unit and obviously James O'Keefe. Of course, we did that before they did, but never on that scale. We want to get five or six investigative people in here so they can get all these leads. They bring me stacks of leads, and I'm just like, well, I'm supposed to go on another podcast. I'm supposed to go to this meeting. I'm not complaining. It's like drinking out of a fire hose. Does that make sense?
Well, you know, I totally appreciate it, and you actually gave me a big start. I have a huge social media following in the cannabis industry because you plugged my YouTube channel like 11 years ago. And we met at Occupy Bilderberg and everything. And you know, I just want to get back in the fight and contribute and leverage whatever resources.
Well, we'll hand your info off to our Rob Dude. Gets a lot of stuff done around here. He was up here at midnight last night. He was here at 8 a.m. He's cross-eyed right now, put down so much stuff, but he's the guy to hand it to or one of the other people. We're trying to get it done, brother. We're trying.
Rob is a good name. My name is Rob, too, so I'll be happy to work with him.
All right, Rob, we'll get your number. Give it to him, all right? Now, that's why I don't want to just pay the bills. I hate coming on here and saying, get my book, get my video game, get this, get that. Anything we sell is great because we want you to love it and buy it again, but, I mean, I'm literally tortured. I feel guilty every day that I'm up here begging. I don't like it. But I hate shutting the show down a lot worse. So, you know, if somebody would just donate Bitcoin again, then I could cut the ads back for the next year to like two ads an hour. I would do it too. But I'm not complaining. It's been great. I trust in God. And I see how we put the video game out. Great folks have put out a few other successful games. I know one of the guys. He's the guy that's Don't Taste Me, Bro, famous guy. So I said, okay, a year and a half ago, put a video game out. And they came to me about a year later and said, here it is. And I said, I like it. It's really good, but I want to do a voiceover throughout the game, all the levels. And they said, sure. It took another 6 months. They did it. And people better get it at alexjonesgame.com because we're not ready to announce it yet, but it looks like they're going to try to censor it from the bigger platforms, which we knew would happen. It's just par for the course. But if a fraction of our audience just decided to go to alexjonesgame.com and get the game, whether you ever even play it or not, and like you're playing it, depending on what you do or what happens, I say different things. I recorded hours of audio for this thing. I mean, it's crazy. Nobody's made a game like this. And it's real simple. That funds revolutions. You know, communists kidnap people and rob banks. We don't do that. We sell video games. We sell affordable foods. We sell water filters. And I can't stand doing it. It's got Tucker Carlson throwing bow ties at the enemy, Trump, Joe Rogan's in it. Those are just the good guys in it. It's got all the bad guys, everybody from Hillary Clinton to Jeffrey Epstein to Klaus Schwab to George Soros, alexjonesgame.com. Stop talking about it. The good news is it's got tens of millions of views. It's a big, giant hit out there, but not so much a hit. People actually going to alexjonesgame.com and actually getting the game. So whatever. The Lord works mysterious ways. It's a great game. Hope you go get it right now at alexjonesgame.com. We'll be right back.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
I want to say something to all the incredible listeners and people out there. I love you, whether you're Jewish, Christian, Muslim, Buddhist, whether you're black, white, Hispanic, Asian, old, young. I love every damn one of you. And if you're gay and aren't targeting children, I don't hate you either. The point is that we've been right about the New World Order. It's the big thing coming down on us. We're talking about the real issues, and nobody else is. At least until now. And so you see it now out in the open. This is good. But, man, the dirty tricks are insane. If you even do behind the scenes, and I'm not complaining, but I need your prayers. They are unbelievable right now. They are so desperate. And the people that bet on evil aren't giving up. They're not repenting to God. They're doubling down. So we got to double down. Taylor in California. Taylor, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for having me. So basically, I'm trying to put pen to pad here, and I have a sort of philosophical conception that was related to your ADL stuff you were saying today. So I think sort of the mass migration across the border and this, white privilege things are super related. And I think what they're trying to do is get rid of people's identities to identify as freedom-loving Americans. And the Marxist ideologies and the Hitlers and all them, they realize that race is the best way to do that. And that's why you see if anybody who's a freedom-loving American, it doesn't matter what race you are, they'll call you a white supremacist. If you're a black person, you love Trump, you're a white supremacist. So they want to get rid of our identities. And I think they realize that re-education camps don't actually work. They've done studies years and years ago saying that conservatism and being religious might actually be something that people are born with. It's in your genetic makeup. So I don't think they want or are able to reprogram people. I think they want to get rid of our identities. And then once they do that, we have no identity. You don't.
I 1,000,000,000% agree. They want everybody to infight with each other so that we don't talk about our identities and so that we are basically programmed by them. That is absolutely the plan. You just nailed it.
Yeah, and I think the mass migration is just basically people who come from other nations who are already, like, oppressed by their government. They're used to a certain level of oppression. So that's why they need more people coming in from areas or third world countries who are used to this oppression so they can fall in line. It's kind of the whole, like, hurt yourself to help yourself. So it is pulling more people who are just going to be lockstep in line.
Incredible point, sir. God bless you. Hold on to your identities. Be proud of your identities, whether you're black or white or old or young. Be proud of your ancestors. Wild card in California. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Good morning, sir. I just wanted to share with you and everyone that I'm pumped up in the animating contest of liberty. And I just wanted to throw out there, I'm in Mendocino County, California. And if anyone wants to get together and organize, look for an ad on Craigslist with the title InfoWars. And we're going to rally around, your InfoWars and God. So there's that. And then one thing I wanted to get out there, I don't know if you've ever heard of the mystery school teachings, but
I mean, of course I know about the mystery school teachings.
Awesome.
But I mean, who's defining that for you? What do you think mystery school teachings are?
So more specifically, as detailed in this gentleman's Max Heindel's magnum opus, the Rosicrucian Cosmo Conception, most specifically detailed in that book, it outlines the details of what are known as the lesser mysteries. It talks about the seven worlds, seven incarnations of the seven revolutions of the seven world periods. And it's these details, I feel, when paired up with the Bible, will be key to turning the tide in our favor.
Yeah, I don't know that particular book, but all mystery school means is whether you were in China 5,000 years ago or Egypt 5,000 years ago or Greece 3,000 years ago or Rome 2,500 years ago or Israel 3,000 years ago, King Solomon, mystery schools were just the colleges. And you didn't get to go to one unless you were, you know, specially selected. They kept it all secret. Masonry's all about oaths and basically, you don't let loose the technology, how to create concrete, how to purify water, how to grow crops, how to produce medicine. So a mystery school in general is simply the name of colleges before they got set up by the Hospitallers about 800 years ago. He's gone. Like, why do we call hospitals hospitals? Like 800 years ago or 700 and some years ago, Catholic order created the first hospitals that took care of sick people in the Crusades. So when you hear mystery school, there's all these people who call things mystery school. That's what they're telling you the mysteries are. But most of it is just mathematics and concrete and Roman arches and how to build buildings and stuff. And they didn't just give that out to anybody. So occult means hidden. And before Christ and the New Testament, it was all hidden. So I'm not an occult practitioner, but I study the hidden. This whole broadcast is about unocculting the occult. Let's go to Thor in Texas. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. I want to talk to you about downsizing and prepping and consolidating like you were talking about earlier. I myself have just downsized and consolidated various things. A piece of property, I'm not going to say where, but it was one of a kind, and it was on the water. It was a beautiful thing. I still have access to it if I wanted to go to it, but again, I sold it, and I've taken that money, and I'm consolidating things in my life. I'm shutting down expenses. My business, you know, took a hit from all this mess, and I've had to consolidate. You know, you saying the other day, if we go out of business trying to send money after the fact and starting this thing back up, it's not going to work, folks. He's got to have the money on the front end. People want to try to revitalize my business now. It is not going to work. It's too much front end money and infrastructure.
It's too many decades and relationships, and once you blow it, right, it's gone.
That's exactly right. So right now is the time to throw all the money to Alex and give him what you got, man. Just squeeze out what you got. You need to give him some money.
I want to say this. I'll hold you over to make your points about your business, but that's the thing is this is all in right now. We've proven we're the tip of the spear. We've proven they're trying to shut us down. We told the truth about everything. Yes, but regardless, get right with God. But talking about downsizing, the time for party time is over, and I wish we were still there. But the truth is, we got to take care of our families and take care of ourselves, because any amount of money we can save or keep when the stuff goes down, we're going to be able to do incredible things with that once the hammer drops. Stay there. I'm going to come right back to you. Don't hang up, Thor. I want you to start your comments over. But I want my enemies to know, taking my gun collection means nothing to me. Taking a car away, none of that. I don't care. I care about free speech, and it's this I care about. And they're trying to take this away from all of you right now. And this is your broadcast where you can call in. You can talk to millions. You can have an effect. And if they can get us, they can get anybody. But I'm done talking about it. Plus, we got products you need. X2 back in stock. Sold out for over a year. InfoWarsStore.com. It's going to sell out fast. All right, we're going to come right back with Thor, Jordan, Sam, Adam, and others. InfoWars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
Finally, after close to a year, in early November, where I'm cutting this ad,
We finally got one of our flagship products back in stock, Ultra 12. The highest quality vitamin B12 organic. You take it under the tongue so you get better absorption in the body through your blood vessels. And what it does to every system in your body is simply incredible. It's the natural, clean energy, focus, immune system, everything. And it's 40% off exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. This has been rated as the best B12 in the country. It's available from a top lab that we private label it through at InfoWarsStore.com. Ultra 12, vitamin B12, taken sublingually, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Or you can call toll-free and order it as well, 888-253-3139. And Ultra 12 funds the InfoWar as well.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever, people at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
InfoWars.com Frontline Report. It's Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're taking your phone calls right now. Four in Texas. Start over as a Texas business owner. What's going on in downsizing? Because I'm not a financial expert, but I told listeners, you heard them earlier, you were calling about it, saying, what do we do? And I mean, children matter, our souls matter. Being prepared for total collapse matters. And I would just advise everybody, support your family, get healthy, get right with God's number one, and have people you can trust into the future and have a bug out plan. But you got interrupted by the break. Go ahead and finish your point.
Thank you, Alex. Yes. So, you know, if your business is on the rocks like mine was at the end, people wanted to talk about doing a GoFundMe and try to rally, and it was too late. And the numbers are where they're at. And it's kind of like you were talking about doing a 90-day, you know, shutdown. But, man, that is for real. Those are real words, but you are saying. I experienced that myself. It sucked. A lot of tears, a lot of sadness. And let me tell you something. I'm surprised you haven't done a skit, you know, showing how, wow, it's pretty sad that Alex Jones shut down. Because the other day when we took a little breather from everything and you weren't on, it kind of sucked not having you around, to be quite honest with you. If you go, man, we don't have anybody else to turn to. There are a few podcasters out there, but there's no one quite like you that's been in the grit for 30 years that's got the angle that you have. You are extremely valuable. You bring a lot of value. Anyway, so back to my business. Yes, we closed it and it's done. But here's a positive thing. I'm probably fixing to sell it because somebody wants to buy it now. What am I going to do? I'm going to take those funds and I'm going to help fortify my family. I'm not going to go buy something fun and nice and luxurious. I'm going to use that money to help fortify my family. Globalists, people like me, men like me and Alex and people like us, you have no chance against us. You absolutely have no chance. I have a 25-pound bag of beans here. I have a 50-pound bag of yellow corn here, blue corn, red winter wheat, black barley, wild rice, black-eyed peas, pinto beans. I'll feed those people coming over here and use them against you. Bring it on, man. That we are smart people. Alex, I'm going to yield because I'm just starting to go off now. Sorry.
No, I hear you, brother. And that's what I'm trying to explain to listeners is the globalists aren't that powerful. I appreciate the call, Thor. They think taking money away from us breaks us. It makes us even stronger. But we just need the listeners to know we're in the 11th hour, 58th minute right now. This is going down, folks. And as evil as the old-timers told me the globalists were, and they were badasses, the old-timers I was trained by were the best men ever in modern history in this country. And I still thought they're exaggerating. These old men are exaggerating. They weren't exaggerating 1%. They were giving me the straight. And I just look around at everybody else. I'm so blessed. My grandfathers, my uncles, my father, they all know more than I know right now. A bunch of them are dead. And I just look back and I say, my God. I was born smack dab in the middle of people knew what was going on. That makes me feel sorry for the average person who has no idea what they're up against. Because it's going to get rough, folks. That's all I can tell you. I'm not going to lie to you. And if we could, Trump's not perfect by a mile, but man, neither am I, and neither are you. They're so damn scared of him because he made America open for business. His weak spot is he wants to be a hero, so he went along with her shot. We already know all that. Trump told me, if I'm going to get more advice from you and more you criticizing me, I don't want to hear from you ever again. He's a pig. We're all pigs. But the point is, he's our pig. And instead, we got Xi Jinping as the president right now. And I mean that when I say it. I mean, our president is not even Obama. I was thinking about this morning. Got up at like 3 a.m., couldn't sleep. About 3:35, I got up. It was all misty outside. Went out, walked down the Greenbelt for about 2 hours in the middle of the night. Coyotes were running around howling. Felt so alive. It just came to me, I said, Trump's ours. You can say whatever you want about him all day. He's ours, folks. He's bound us. He actually thinks he represents us. He's not perfect. He's so optimistic, he just wants to believe a shot's okay because he got behind it. But imagine that optimism when he's turned against them. oh, they can't turn him. They can't. I can't turn him. Back to what's right. They can't turn him to the evil. And I'm going to go back to your phone calls, but it's just so epic to know we're in this time right now and know everything my granddaddy's told me was true. And now I'm here, and I'm supposed to do something about it. And I look at these other people, and I don't think, oh, I'm an elitist. My granddaddies knew everything. I'm better than you because my family knew it all. I actually look at them like, damn, I wish you did know. That'd be a value to all of us. Because people's cultural and economic and spiritual deficits are ours. When you see some crazy-ass thug go kill a bunch of innocent children, or some white supremacist go strip a black church, or some crazy white woman hates white kids because Black Lives Matter and the ADL told her go kills him, their weakness does not make us above them. It makes us lower to them. Let's get this network break. And I think about the hell that's about to be released. Folks, you think what you're dealing with right now is bad. It's birthing pains. And I'm a strong person, but I'm shook. Because, man, this does not need to happen. This is going to be bad. This is going to be nasty. This is going to go on for decades. You're going to look back on these days, my friends, and think of them as the good old days. You can bet your bottom dollar. But you know what? We flushed our children down the toilet. We said they didn't have any value. So God said, you know what? You kill your children, you don't have any value. I'm going to open the gate and let evil come in, and we'll see how tough you are. You want to chop up babies in the womb? I'm going to let the devil torture the living daylights out of you. So we asked for it, and we're going to get it. And you're going to get it, and I'm going to get it. So get yourselves ready, folks, because you're going to face it. Satan turned loose on the planet. And all you New World Order servants who think you're going to be running the show because you've been kissing Satan's ass, you're going to get front row seats to Armageddon and getting your ass chewed up. So that's the silver lining here. Is all the evil people that think evil's so cool and so cute and so powerful, you're going to get front row seats. So that's the way the cow ate the cabbage. That's where we are in the final days of 2023. This planet hurtling through space. Everything that's happening here right now. Foretold of old. Hey, did you see what was on Netflix last night? How about them cowboys? Yeah, how about the NFL? How about it all? Because weakness.
In a world where financial landscapes can change rapidly, safeguarding your savings and retirement accounts is paramount. Direct Bullion USA is more than just the number one rated gold bullion dealer in America. We're your trusted partner in navigating the uncertainties of hyperinflation and political upheaval around the world. Direct Bullion USA can provide you with the knowledge and resources to fortify your financial stability and protect what matters most. Call us now at 888-787-GOLD. Precious metals like gold and silver have been a safe haven investment for hundreds of years. Get started when you call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold investing starter kit today. All it takes is one call to 888-787-GOLD. Take control of your retirement and protect your future with Direct Bullion USA. Call 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Across the border supporting Trump. They get it. We had peace. We had justice. We had the Abraham Accords. We want to come together. We want to do this. But because the Jews carried forward the holy word of God, which has been proven that it's a blessing and a curse. And that's why the devil has come in and created counterfeits of the Jewish people to set you up. And I mean that when I say it. It's absolutely true. And that's why at the end of the day, all of us have to oppose this, but it's particularly going to be the Jews who see through this and defeat it, I think, in the end.
We have to take their, we have to cast them out of our faith. They're not Jews. They don't represent what most of the Jews represent.
But I wouldn't even say the thing is mainly Jewish. That's the media. It's evil globalists. It's the Chi-Coms. It's the New World Order. It's all these groups. It's just evil, man. Like, why would our government take 30-plus thousand Nazis and put them in charge? Because they were part of – it's not a Nazi conspiracy either. It's not a Catholic, not a Jewish, not a German. It's a spirit of evil that possesses – we don't blame the Chinese for the Communist Chinese Party. We all know that's not the Chinese. It's Xi Jinping and Mao Zedong. And so, yeah, but we need the Chinese to reject – Xi Jinping, which they're doing, and then they get persecuted. So I totally agree with you. Where do you see all, what do you think of Israel, a clear stand down? I don't know who was behind the stand down, but 7 hours, no reaction? I mean, what do you think's behind that?
Look, I have no idea what's going on. I was there a week before the October 7th And I called you before. I noticed a lot of lack security, and the country was divided between liberal and between liberal Jews, these Marxist Jews, and the conservative and the Orthodox Jews that are, none of them died. You know, and so the fighting going on in Israel, the infighting is what the Arabs saw as a weakness and the point to attack us. We were divided. And it's the same thing here in the States. These Marxist liberal Jews are destroying the world, in my opinion.
Well, I wouldn't say the Marxist Jews are doing it, but they're definitely a big part of it. I mean, take the head of the ADL. Oh, Jews are at the bottom now. Well, what do you think the media, the liberals, did when they said white people are evil? They created a Hitlerian wavelength, like where somebody's religion or color is why they should be killed. It's dangerous.
Exactly. The ATL, I it's disgusting. It's really disgusting what comes out of that guy's mouth. And I live with this. You know, I have relatives that are like this, and they're just blinded with this. I don't know, they were indoctrinated in university. I don't know what it was. But, you know, half of us, or not half, here in Los Angeles, I would say 70% are conservative, believe it or not, or Orthodox.
No, I see the numbers. That's why the left's panicking, because they don't control people anymore. God bless you. I appreciate your call. Yeah, it's terrible, folks. And any of this judging a group by the group is and then I attack Islam, because it's expansionary and it's out of control, and I want to kill the Muslims. I'm just saying, we're not going to take the Gaza refugees. So I'll admit when I'm a hypocrite, like, oh, let's not judge a group by the group, but just give me a break. But at the end of the day here, there's a larger global crisis being created to bring in world government. We have to fight it. All right, Sam in Tennessee, go ahead.
Hey, thank you for taking my call. It'd be funny. I can't talk to you sometimes for a year or two, and then I get you 2 days in a row. I appreciate you.
Good to talk to you, Sam. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I was just sitting here thinking, and this is first half of this is for you, and the second half of this is for part of your audience. I think that you are a watchman on the wall, and I say a watchman. There's lots of watchmen out there, so you're in company. But I'm going to back up one chapter from what I said yesterday. I mentioned Ezekiel 34. I'm just backing up to 33. And, you know, God says that if you appoint a watchman to the wall and he sees trouble coming and he warns the people and they listen, they'll be saved. And if you appoint a watchman to the wall and he sees trouble coming and he warns the people and they don't listen, they will perish, but their blood will be on their own hand. And if you appoint a watchman to the wall and he sees trouble coming and he doesn't warn the people, they will still perish, but the blood will be on the watchman's hand. Now, that's the first half of it. The second half of it, God appoints Ezekiel to be a watchman, and he goes out to the people. And do you know what happens? I find it very interesting. He goes out and he tells them, and they listen, and they like are amazed by him. It says his words are honey to their ears. It's sweet. They like what he has to say. They go get their neighbors and say, like, come watch, come listen. And they say that, wow, surely a prophet has been among us. And then do you know what they do? They go back home and they return to their routines as though nothing happened. You know, and if that does not describe so many people in the church and in this country in this day and age, and so many people listening to you or to some of the other watchmen out there, I don't know what does, because so many people be like, oh, yeah, you're amazing. That's awesome. And then, poof, nothing. Right?
Yes, sir. Keep going.
Oh, well, that was the end of it. I didn't realize you were in the background. I didn't have anything else. I mean, I can come up with something if you want.
No, I was listening to you. I got an earpiece in, so I was going to throw in some stuff in the trash over there. Look, and what you said is really key here. The biggest frustration here is that there's – what you hit is key here, and I appreciate your call, Sam. There are – hundreds of political movements, thousands of political movements, and subgroups and little boutique organizations and things. And I don't want to sit up here and say, oh, I've got the one true way. Oh, we're the only answer. No, I actually read what the Bilderberg Group and the Club of Rome and the CFR and British intelligence and Russian intelligence and Chinese intelligence and all of them say, and I actually study the globalists are so arrogant. They sit up there in these big high castles. And they talk like we're animals and we don't listen. And so what you were just saying about how this is the information, this is real, this is the truth. I mean, what we talk about here is really what's going on. I mean, we all see through rose-colored darkly. We're all distorted, but, like, we're 99% on target. Other people have no idea even what's going on. They actually believe there's an extermination by police of black people. And there is, because the police won't go to their neighborhoods now, so they're dying in masses at their own hands. But it's made up. They use a George Floyd to create this image of blacks are being killed everywhere. And it's a lie. The numbers are there. So that's what I'm trying to get at here, is that we're zeroed in on what's really going on. I mean, it's so obvious that the ADL and the CIA is there pushing censorship and control and then making it Jewish. And you can sit back and see that and go, okay, they're setting the Jews up again. Why do they keep doing this? And the white supremacists will say, or the anti-Jew, well, the Jews are bad. But it's way more sophisticated than that. We're going to continue to repeat history over and over and over again until we figure out they're running the same play time and time again. And so that's really, before I go to Adam, our final caller, what I'm trying to get at here is that this broadcast, the enemy wants it off the air because the callers, the guests, everybody, we really are dialed in. We really know what's going on. More than the enemy. The enemy gets a bunch of yes men and women. At the top, they have got a plan, but most of their people aren't dialed in, and they can't have a show on the air that decompartmentalizes it and explains what's really going on. Tucker Carlson recently asked me, he said, why do they want you off the air more than anybody? And I said, because I decompartmentalize people. Man, I just want Muslims, Christians, Jews, Hindus, Buddhists, everybody else. I want you to live in peace. I don't want to take something from you. We've got trillions of galaxies. We've got unlimited resources. I want to think big. I want to expand past energy limitations. I've seen our destiny. And I see the spark of God in everybody. And I really want to follow God's will. And I really want to try to promote that and teach that. Not because I'm a leader. Not because I'm a prophet. Not because I am perfect. But because I can see God. I can see the mission. I can see what we could do together. But they create a racial religious system of war. I'm being attacked because I'm white. Because I'm Christian. It will force me, through survival, to communicate with people like me so we can get together and survive. It's like a prison where they control it by race. And I'm simply trying to say, I'm trying to get out of that paradigm and say we've all got red blood. We all can see God. We all have that resonance, and that's what I want. Owen Benjamin was taking over in about 6-7 minutes, but I'm going to take one more call from Adam straight ahead. Thanks for keeping us on air. People are really trying to keep us on air. We're fighting for our lives right now. We've got great products you need. X2 sold out for over a year. Discounted. Incredible things. Could be the last time you ever get X2. We shut down. Get X2 now at InfoWarsStore.com. We got free shipping store-wide right now. Black Friday comes early.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.